This is Short-Term Rental Management, the show that is all about short-term rental property management, with your host, yours truly, Luke Carl. Luke Carl, Short-Term Rental Management. It's Tuesday morning, at least where I am, and appreciate you for hanging with me, and life is good, man. Summertime here at the short-term shop, and today we're going to talk about Facebook marketing. Is there a way that I can boost my listings to get a couple of more bookings using Facebook? And the answer is yes. And we will discuss that after a quick word from this week's sponsor. I'm going to give it away. Same sponsor every week. Love having you here on Short-Term Rental Management. This episode is brought to you by the premier short-term rental Facebook group, Short-Term Rental Long-Term Wealth. We have nearly 50,000 members. This is the biggest independently owned and operated SCR Facebook group, and it has been curated by yours truly, Cashflow Carl. Join us on Facebook. Search the groups for Short-Term Rental Long-Term Wealth. That's Short-Term Rental Long-Term Wealth on Facebook. All right, all right, all right. Here we go. Quick, easy, down and dirty. Tidbits about how to get a couple of more bookings. That's why we're here anyway, right? That's what this show is all about. Short-term rental management, providing our guests with wonderful vacations and hopefully doing it efficiently and maybe making a little profit as we go. Today, I want to talk about Facebook ads and how they can work for you. Because quite frankly, it's extremely simple. And I think a lot of people don't even know that you can do this or are overwhelmed with the idea that it even exists. It's a very simple process. I've been doing it for years. I don't do it all the time, but every now and then I say, you know what? I need to run a little Facebook campaign. So basically, you just log into Facebook and on the left-hand side underneath your name, there's Marketplace, there's Find Friends, Marketplace, Groups, Ads Manager, Memories, and See More. Seymour sounds like a telephone call to a bar, but that's a joke for another day. Anyway, you just click on Ads Manager, and really, it's as simple as that. It's going to launch the Ads Manager for Meta, and you can create a campaign or whatever you want. It's not a whole lot different than if you've ever sold a car or a four-wheeler or whatever on Facebook Marketplace. Because on Facebook Marketplace, hold on just a second. There we go. Nice cold one. And if you are listening instead of watching, that was not a beer. Sorry to let you down. But anyway, Facebook Marketplace, you can boost your ad. Let's say I want to sell my truck. You know, I'm wearing my cowboy hat today, so of course I got a truck, right? You know, so I'm going to sell my truck on Facebook Marketplace. You can boost it. You can tell Facebook how much money you want to spend on this campaign so that people will see your product for sale and hopefully buy it. It's really as simple as that. Very similar with the ads manager, and you just create a campaign. Matter of fact, I think if you boost something on Marketplace, it'll end up in your campaign page anyway. And I'm no expert here by any means. I'm sure that there are 1,000 Facebook or YouTube videos on how to do this. And as a matter of fact, I've watched a few of them because it'd been a couple of years since I've done this. And I couldn't remember. And it's a very, very, very simple, easy process. So again, YouTube has everything, including how to, you want to learn how to dig a hole? That's on YouTube. Do I want to use a round shovel or a square shovel? It's on YouTube. Do I want to get more clicks on my Airbnb from Facebook Ads Manager? It's on YouTube, right? So, but basically all you do is nuts and bolts of it. You just pick how much you want to spend, you know, maybe let's say, I don't know, $300 a month, or $300 a week, or $300 a campaign, however you want to do it. Maybe that's a little expensive. Maybe you only want to spend $100. Basically, what you're doing is paying for clicks. It's no different than sponsoring your website on Google or anything like that. And so you set it up how much you want to spend per day. You can also target areas of the world where you want this campaign to reach. You know, if you're in the Smoky Mountains, maybe you're going to target Atlanta, Georgia. It's a big one. A lot of people in Atlanta and a lot of people in Atlanta travel, go out on the weekends, you know, Blue Ridge, et cetera. I've always had good success with Ohio. For whatever reason, it seems that people from Ohio, which there are a lot of people in Ohio, they like to get out of Ohio. And I can't say that I blame them. Hell, I'm from Nebraska. It's probably a pretty similar vibe. There's way less stuff to do where I'm from. So I don't know why they want to get out so bad. I sure did, although I'm very proud of where I come from. But matter of fact, I looked into it, and there are 12 million people living in the state of Ohio. 12 million. That is a lot of people. I'm from Nebraska. We're at 1 million. Well, just under 2 million, 1.96 or something like that, million people live in the great state of Nebraska, which, by the way, is a huge state with no people. Ohio, 12 million people. Matter of fact, number 7 in the nation for number of people is the great state of Ohio. You got California, Texas, Florida, New York, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Ohio. And again, all those first ones mentioned have massive, massive, massive cities. Houston, you know, New York City, Pittsburgh, Philly, and then you got Ohio. But anyway, you can determine who you want, where these people live that you're basically paying for these clicks on your property.
This episode of The Short Term Show is brought to you by The Short Term Shop. 30-year fixed mortgages, tax benefits, and long-distance management training made easy are just a few of the perks of owning a short-term rental. The Short Term Shop can help you buy and learn how to manage your property from anywhere in the world. Just go to theshorttermshop.com and click Get Connected. Again, that's theshorttermshop.com, and we are brokered by eXp. See y'all over there.
And also, another thing to consider is, in my opinion, it's probably a little better to boost or ad manage your Airbnb, your Vrbo, your booking.com listings than your website. If you have a website, not a bad idea to do the website, get some direct booking action, try and go there. But as far as a popularity contest is concerned with a website, you're fighting SEO. You're fighting Google's SEO, trying to get clicks on your own website. Versus Airbnb, where you're just fighting other properties that are just like you, right, or similar, or in the same town, et cetera. And let's face it, at the end of the day, again, it is a popularity contest. So the more clicks you can get on your Airbnb listing, there's no way to prove any of this stuff, but seems to me like the more people that are clicking your listing, the more Airbnb is saying, oh, this house is popular. Let's send them some more people. Now, there could be an argument the other direction. All these people are clicking it and not booking it. So then maybe your algorithm goes down. I don't think so. I think it's the other way around. Let's also talk about that. Just because you're paying for clicks on your Vrbo, on your booking.com, on your Airbnb, doesn't mean you're going to get a booking. But I do feel that you are going to gain popularity in the algorithms and maybe kind of inadvertently get a booking because of this popularity and all these clicks. Not unlike the heart trading that goes on. You know, a lot of people don't know whether the hearting a property gets you more attention or not. Some people say it's actually a negative effect. So again, there's a lot of this that's open to interpretation, but I do feel it's probably slightly better to go ahead and boost your OTA listing than your website. But again, hey man, if you're a property manager and you've got 27 properties or you're co-hosting or something like that, then go ahead and do an ad campaign for your property management website. Why not? Again, we're not reinventing the wheel here. It's something that goes on in day-to-day business all the time. I'm also fairly old and not all that qualified to talk on this subject, but I do run these campaigns occasionally. I will say that I find them to be a pain in my rear end a little bit. Like it's not like something that I forgot to click, so I have to go back in and fix it or something. And then I'm like, oh man, I thought I was done with this. Yeah, it's such a big, terrible thing to go click a button. But yeah, I'll run one for $150. And I'll say, I'm never doing that again. And then a few months later, I'll do it again. You know, and if I got one property that's really struggling, I'll throw a $150 Facebook ad manager campaign at it, $200, whatever, you know, whatever you want the budget to be, you know. And in the grand scheme of things, if you can get, let's say you've got an underperforming property and you spend $200 on it, get a couple of bookings, and that really kind of gets the ball rolling and gets that property, you know, rocking and rolling a little bit to the point where, you know, you're starting to get a little bit more algorithm and a little bit more popularity. What do you have to lose? You know, you're only out $200. That's like one night in a lot of cases. So let's say you get one booking, whether it was directly from the ad management campaign or just the popularity boost from the clicks that you're paying for. It's worth it. One booking makes it worth it. You know, so for me, it's again, it's not going to revolutionize your revenue. It's not going to completely change the way you're doing business here or anything like that. But I want to reiterate the fact how easy it is. It's very simple. Facebook wants to make it easy for them to get your money, you know? So watch a few YouTubes on how to do it. I'm not the engineer type of I sit here and say, this is exactly how we do things on Facebook Ads Manager. But just click on Ads Manager, play around with it for a little while. Throw $150 at it, couple $100 at it for a week. Maybe $10 a day. I'm looking at one of mine right now. Last time I did one on a property, I was doing, $5 to $10 a day. No big deal. And they'll even tell you how many clicks you're going to get for that. And people are scrolling through and maybe they happen to see your house and click on it. And maybe it does something for you. Maybe it doesn't. But hey, man, can't hurt, right? So go ahead and give Facebook Ads Manager a try. Join me every Monday for the Management Monday Mastermind, free for all short-term shop clients. Love to have you on there. You can join me every Wednesday for open to the public free question and answer session with my lovely bride Avery, and that is strquestions.com. Get us anytime at theshorttermshop.com. Gonna have a short one for you today on short-term rental management. I love you. Hope you're having a wonderful year. And as always, don't overthink it.